All right, it's 8:40 on this Thursday morning here on WPHM. Hey, good for the PGA. You know what? Professional golf has, although the schedule has been a little wonky, and there haven't been crowds, obviously, to witness these tournaments. They have done a pretty nice job thus far with the golf season. It's been a lot of fun to be able to watch golf on the weekends. The first major of 2020 is getting underway in just a couple of hours. The PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park. Joining us right now to talk golf from Golf Country, J.D. Jowett. Good morning, J.D.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Hasn't the PGA done a pretty nice job this year?
Yes, they have. They've done an excellent job at restructuring and making this a wonderful season for everyone to watch some golf on TV, because we all know we have withdrawals.
Absolutely. Who do you like this weekend, by the way?
Oh, I'm going to go with Rory this weekend. I think he's due and can come through very, very well with this operation.
Yeah, it should be pretty exciting. Again, this is out in San Francisco, so we'll have some later times. They're going to tee off at 10 o'clock this morning. We can all learn something from watching the pros, can't we?
Oh, we can. We can. We really encourage people to watch them and also the LPGA, because you can pick up a lot of things that you need to do on the course by watching them through the way you set up your pre-shot routine. If you watch them, they do the same thing every time. And even if they step up to a putt to make the putt and they walk away, they start over all over again with their same pre-shot routine for that putt. And that's what a lot of I think the amateurs kind of miss out on. Even when they make like an iron shot or a fairway wood shot, they need to establish that pre-shot routine just to get them settled down, understand where their target is, and understand what they want to do while they're standing over the ball and ready to strike it.
You know, it's a great point, because so much of golf is about focus. I mean, it's a mental game in a lot of ways. Obviously, a lot of these players on the tour are in top physical condition. You don't think of golf as being a sport that you need to be in top physical condition for, but they are for strength and for a lot of other reasons. But the mental aspect of the game is really important, isn't it?
It is. The mental endurance and also the physical endurance. It is the physical sport. We try to stress that a lot when people come and take lessons and also come through club fittings. We like to explain to them that it is 5 hours. You have to stay focused, and that's why some of the scores, they vary a little bit, because you can lose focus. It's tough to stay focused for 5 hours. It's kind of like a moving chess game, when you're playing somebody. You got to pay attention and stay in the now and be ready to make those moves and swings.
Absolutely. By the way, you do custom golf club fitting out there at Golf Country, and that's really important. I mean, you could certainly walk into any store that sells golf clubs and buy them right off the shelf, but that custom fitting makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does, because we cover a lot of aspects of the golf swing when we do the custom fitting. The length of shaft, grip size, the lie angle that people really aren't aware of, that's actually the steering wheel of the golf club, is extremely important. We take static measurements to get started in that, and then as they swing, we look at their dynamic swing and change that lie accordingly. But they don't understand. Nobody really talks about it, and we have a lot of new people coming into the sport this year because it's one thing that everybody can do. It's good social distancing. It's outdoors. So we're doing a lot more explaining and educating people in the aspects of club fitting. Also, the grip size is getting the right size grip for your hand. It's just like shoes. Not everybody wears size 12. And that grip needs to fit down in the cradle of the fingers. So that you can have a good execution of the swing and square the club face up better. And if we have too big of a grip on the club, it tends to ride up into the palm of the hand, and we end up with a fade or a big slice that we don't understand why that's happening. That can be easily corrected. And also, if it's too small, it feels like you're trying to hold onto a pencil, and then we try to squeeze too much, and we kind of freeze up that face going through impact. So all those things are really critical, and we've actually got a really nice facility out here to address those issues at the sweet spot. It's about 1,500 square feet, and we have TrackMan to help them with their fitting, give them some data and give them some information, and also help them with shaft flex and obviously the different characteristics of the clubs to help them fade or hit the ball straight.
You mentioned all the people coming into the game for the first time or maybe, you know, returning to golf after having not played for a long time. I think it could be intimidating sometimes, JD, if somebody, you know, walks in to golf country for the first time and they want to do a fitting or at least talk a little bit about their game and there's a lot that they don't know. Certainly, you guys are there to help and make everybody's game fun, right?
We are. We're there to explain, to help everybody understand, and to help everybody at their own level and get the clubs that fit them accordingly and explain. Everybody doesn't need 14 pieces of equipment in their bag if they're just starting out. We have sets that range from 7 pieces all the way up to 14 pieces. And there's no question that is silly. Every question is very important, and we're here to assist and help them understand all those questions and understand the answers. I keep telling people knowledge is power, and the more you know, the more power you have over what you want to decide. And we're definitely here to help, whether it be on what style of grip they want. There's definitely 4 or 5 different textures of grips, or like we talked about, the lies and while that affects the game. So we want everybody to feel comfortable when they come out here. It doesn't matter what questions they have, if it's even on what type of ball to use and when to use a certain type of ball. We're here to help them with that.
You can go out and hit some balls as well, and you've made it really easy and convenient for people that just want to come out and hit a bucket of balls, haven't you?
We have. We've addressed some of the issues that this environment has brought on us. We actually have it so you can swipe your credit card right at the ball dispenser. You can select from a large, medium, or small, which has 100, 70, and 40 golf balls in the basket, and pay for it right at the machine and walk out to the range. We have a wide range. We have over an acre of grass tee line. Plus, we have, right now, we're utilizing 5 of our covered tees because we're kind of dividing that up between the grass and the covered tees. To let everybody be comfortable and have their social distancing involved.
Easy as that. And you're still booking foot golf times too, aren't you?
Yeah, and Thursdays, we're having a $5 Thursday. So everybody that comes out of Thursday, no matter what age they are, it's just $5 to play foot golf. I think this is a great opportunity for parents to get the kids outside and get some exercise because we really don't know what school's going to do as far as gym classes, and we're going to extend this right on through the fall so everybody can come out and enjoy it and have a lot of fun. It's a great introduction to this sport, which is foot golf. It's not really big around here, but in Europe and on the West Coast, it's very large. And then there's also some overplay into, you know, they may want to take up golf itself. So we have both of them here for them to try.
There you go, a lot of fun. And by the way, although the days are starting to get a little bit shorter, you can play golf, you know, well into the fall. You can even get out in October and play some golf. So we've still got lots of golf ahead of us, don't we?
We do. There's a great opportunity this year for everybody to get out to the courses. And all the local golf courses are in great shape. They've done a really good job this year in keeping the greens nice and fast and clean, and the fairways are looking good. We have a lot of courses from 9-hole courses to 18-hole courses. And again, you don't always have to go out and play 18 holes. You can definitely make it whatever comfort level you have. If you just want to go out and play 6 holes, they have no problem with that either. And we have some really nice short courses, which are good for beginners, like Pine Shores, Willow Ridge. Give them great opportunities to go out and get the experience without the whole 18-hole course effect.
There you go. A lot of variety for different levels of golf, whatever it is that you might have in mind. And I'll tell you what, beautiful day today. These next few days should be just gorgeous for getting out and playing some golf.
Yeah, this weekend's looking really good. And this summer's been awesome, but this weekend's going to look really good. It looks like maybe high 70s and a nice cool breeze. So it's going to give everybody a nice opportunity to go out and experience this. We're going to be open from 9 until 7 at the Pro Shop. The range stays open till 8. That's Monday through Saturday. We have lots of opportunities for them to call. We have a 5,000-square-foot grass putting green that they can practice on. We also have a bunker green and chipping green they can use to take their short shot. We also have something different, too. We put in a couple years ago, Paul, which we call them wedge plates. And we have steel plates that are about 18 degrees raised on an angle and give people more targets. We have 8 of those on the range to kind of break up the whole, and they can create little games amongst themselves. We've seen a lot of customers do that. We're getting a lot of younger guys coming out looking for different ways to make this enticing. So that's one way they can do that. And we also put in some bullseyes. To metal targets that they can aim at on the range. So that's got some excitement going also.
There you go. Make golf country your first stop. And where are you located, JD, and how can people get a hold of if they need to do that?
Okay, we're in Kimball Township on Smith Creek Road. It's 4730 Smith Creek Road. You can reach us by phone. It's 810-364-9160. You can also get us by email, which is golfcountry@gmail.com. And you can check out our online store at Golf Country Online. We have lots of merchandise there. The Pro Shop actually has two levels, too. We have a basement boutique that has shoes and clothing and hats. And we have a wide selection of gloves for the men and ladies. And the upper side carries all the clubs and the putters.
All right. All good stuff. JD, appreciate it as always. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend yourself. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.